Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on March 21 regarding Tahira, T-A-H-R-I-A, Crowder, C-R-O-W-D-E-R. Tahira Crowder is a 30-year-old woman who reports she injured her right leg at work on 3-16-21. Appeared she was operating a transporter that wouldn't stop. Appeared this caused her right leg to be pinned between the transporter and a pole. Appeared as a result, she believed she injured her right calf and went to the emergency room at Inspira the same day. Appeared she had further evaluation with surgery also being performed on 3-16-21 when the orthopedic surgeon closed the hole. Appeared she has completed a course of active treatment. Period. New paragraph. Per the record supplied, Ms. Crowder was seen at WorkNet on 3-16-21 for a right lower extremity crush injury when it was pinned between a transporter and a pole. Appeared her pain was 10/10 and worse with ambulation. Appeared she had significant bleeding from the wound area. Appeared she had not removed her leggings since the injury had just happened. Period. Upon exam, there was a large, approximately 5 inches wide, deep laceration through subcutaneous tissue over the lateral aspect of the right calf, as well as 2 inches wide, deep laceration through subcutaneous tissue over the posterior right calf. Period. Moderate bleeding was noted, but no foreign bodies were present. Period. Injury to the muscle tissue was not well estimated. However, patient was able to extend and flex her right ankle through severe pain. Period. Pulses and capillary refill were intact. Period. Sensation to light touch was intact. Period. She had a severe intalgic gait and was brought into the room on a wheelchair. Period. She was diagnosed with right lower leg crush injury and right lower leg deep laceration with concern for muscle tissue injury. Period. She was temporized and issued crutches and referred for urgent medical attention at the emergency room. Period. New paragraph. She was then seen at Inspira emergency room on 3-16-21. Period. X-rays were done to be inserted here. Period. They cleansed her wound with normal saline irrigation under pressure. Period. Wound exploration revealed no muscle, tendon, nerve injury, or foreign body. Period. Imaging showed no obvious foreign body. Period. The wound was repaired with sutures under sterile technique. Period. She was told to return to her primary care physician or the emergency room in 14 days for suture removal. Period. Her discharge diagnosis was open leg wound. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner was then seen again at Inspira by Dr. Lipschultz on 3. Dr. Lipschultz performed a consultation on 3-16-21 while she was at the hospital. Period. He then performed surgery on 3-16-21. Period. She was discharged from the hospital on 3-17-21. New paragraph, she continued under Dr. Lipschultz's care in his own office on 3-25-21, about 3 weeks status post her surgery, but her wound continued to improve, but she still had significant eschar formation over her posterior right calf, but she had some sensation deficits locally around the laceration, but she removed 2 of her retention sutures without complication, but she was going to see her back in 1 week for removal of more of the sutures. Period. She wrote she may end up needing a skin graft in the future depending on the status of her wound. Period. She wanted her on baby aspirin for DVT prophylaxis, and she was going to finish up her antibiotics. Period. She saw Dr. Lipschultz again on 4-1-21. Period. Some of the sutures were removed. Period. He was going to discontinue the splint and allow her to start working on ankle range of motion. appeared at his visit of 4:15:21. She still had a fairly large eschar, appeared the wound overall had decreased by about a third. Appeared he was again concerned she would need skin grafting procedure and consulted with plastic surgery. Period. New paragraph. On 4:27:21, she came in under the wound care of Dr. Grant. Period. A dressing was applied and was to remain intact until her follow-up visit. Perhaps she needed to decide whether she was going to continue with Dr. Grant or go back to orthopedics. Period. She saw Dr. Grant again on 5/11/21. To continue with his care. Per Dr. Grant performed close monitoring of her wound until the final visit of 8/3/21. Period. On that occasion, she showed excellent interval improvement as her wound had healed / resolved. Period. She was discharged from the wound center to follow up on an as-needed basis. Period. Physical exam, lower extremities, inspection revealed. Healed scarring in the right lower extremity. Period. There was a stellate eschar measuring 2.5 by 2 inches on the posterior right calf. Period. There was also a 6-inch oblique scar on the lateral aspect of the right calf, measuring 6 inches in length. Period. The lower end of that scar was 3 inches from the ankle crease. Period. With palpation, soft palpation, scratch that. With palpation, there was decreased soft sensation around the eschar and distal to the Achilles on the side of the calf. Paired feet and ankles normal. Lumbar circle, she was able to stand on her toes and walk on her heels. Paired also provocative gait maneuvers are normal. Impressions. On 3/16/21, Tahira Crowder sustained a traumatic injury to her right lower extremity when it got pinned between a transporter and a pole. Period. She was seen at WorkNet and then was quickly transferred to Inspira emergency room. Period. They had her undergo surgery by Dr. Lipschultz the same day to be inserted here. Here she followed up with Dr. Lipschultz postoperatively through 4/15/21. Here she then was seen by Dr. Grant for wound care. Here he took over her course of treatment running through 8/24/21. Period. She had excellent interval improvement, and her wound was deemed to be healed. Period. She was discharged from care and cleared to return to work. Period. New paragraph. The current examination of Ms. Crowder found that she ambulated with physiologic gait. Period. She could stand on her heels. I'm sorry, stand on her toes and walk on her heels. Period. She performed provocative gait maneuvers about the right lower extremity without any difficulty. Period. She had healed scarring about the right lower extremity as noted above. Period. There was decreased soft sensation to palpation around the eschar and distal to the Achilles. Period. New paragraph. There is 5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right foot. Period. This includes orthopedic, neurologic, and cosmetic residuals of her crush wound with an excellent clinical and functional result. Period. End.